Muffed is on. The draft answered some questions. Let's see which ones. This is the Commanders 2026 draft recap. Muffed. Welcome to Muffed, your Washington Commanders 2026 draft recap. Six picks, one headliner who defines the whole class. Ohio State linebacker Sonny Styles at pick 7. After that, it's a day 3 grab bag, a receiver in the 3rd, an edge in the 5th, a back and a lineman in the 6th, a quarterback in the 7th. The theme, defense first, athletic upside everywhere else. Lance Newmark said the quiet part out loud, they wanted to be free to go after athletic, fast players wherever they might be. The board reflects it.
Start where they started, Washington's 2025 run defense gave up 2,425 rushing yards and a plus 35.64 expected points added. The run game was actively scoring on this defense snap after snap. The answer at pick 7, Sonny Styles, a 21-year-old off-ball linebacker with a relative athletic score of 9.99. Quick definition, relative athletic score is a 0 to 10 grade benchmarking combine and pro day testing against every player at the position back to 1987. A 9.99 isn't top decile. It isn't top 1%. It is functionally the most athletic linebacker ever tested. The tape backs it, 83 tackles, 46 solo, 6.5 for loss, 3 pass breakups, only 1 sack, so he's not a blitz artist. But as a sideline to sideline run and hit defender dropped into a run unit that bled yards, the fit is exactly what you want in the top 10. You take the outlier and build around him.
Washington's passing offense averaged 195.8 yards a game with 19 touchdowns against 21 turnovers in 2025. Middle of the pack volume, below the line efficiency. The third round answer at pick 71 is Clemson's Antonio Williams, a Swiss Army knife receiver, 55 catches for 604 yards and 4 scores, 13 carries for 78 in the touchdown, plus a 75-yard touchdown pass on his only attempt. His predicted points added, the college version of expected points added, was plus 0.45 per play, plus 37.21 total in the ACC. Genuine production. Pair it with a relative athletic score of 8.55, top 15% of receivers ever tested, and you've got a player who can win on more than one route tree. Late in the 7th at 223, they added Rutgers quarterback Ethan Kaliakmanis, 3,124 yards and 20 touchdowns against just 7 picks, 5th in the Big Ten in passing yards. With Jaden Daniels, Marcus Mariota, and Sam Hartman already in the room, Newmark said Kaliakmanis just made sense as a developmental arm. That's exactly what a 7th-round pick should look like. The ground game was one of the few things working in 2025, plus 9.11 expected points added, 20 rushing touchdowns, so pick 187 didn't have to save anyone. Enter Penn State's Catron Allen, 1,303 yards and 15 touchdowns, both 2nd in the Big Ten and top 25 nationally, with predicted points added of plus 0.20 per carry and plus 45.23 total. That's day 2 production at a day 3 price. He just has to compete.
One offensive line pick, Michigan State's Matt Golbin at 209. Relative athletic score of 3.46 at center, bottom third ever tested. Developmental interior depth, full stop.
The Commanders forced just 9 takeaways in all of 2025. Barely one every other week. The 5th round bet on that problem is Tennessee edge Joshua Josephs at 147. The college numbers are modest, 33 tackles, 5 for loss, 2 sacks, but he tested at a relative athletic score of 8.56, top 15% of defensive ends, and Newmark spent more time on him than almost anyone. The pitch was the arm length. When someone has that kind of upper body range and length, that it does tend to create turnovers. Length and athleticism bet, aimed directly at the takeaway hole. Pick of the draft is Styles, and it isn't close. You can argue Williams on value as 71 or Allen as the steal at 187, but a relative athletic score of 9.99 doesn't have peers. It's the ceiling of the scale. Marry that to a top 10 pick spent on the unit that hemorrhaged the most expected points in 2025, and you've got alignment between the biggest hole on the roster and the biggest swing on the board. Day 3 hits would be nice. Styles becoming a cornerstone is what makes this class. Going into 2026, the question is whether one linebacker, even a historically athletic one, can drag a run defense that allowed plus 35.64 expected points added back to respectability, and whether a secondary Newmark acknowledged
didn't get touched holds up against the 33 passing touchdowns it surrendered last year. Newmark says he feels good about those rooms. The schedule will tell us if that confidence is earned. Small class, one massive swing at the top. If Styles is what the testing says he is, the Commanders smashed pick 7 and the rest is gravy.
Muffed!
That's the Commanders 2026 draft class. Two things before you go. One, if you want a weekly recap for the Commanders when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Commanders feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster every week, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.